God's word for our nourishment this morning. God's word to guide us, direct us. God's word to support and strengthen us on our walk of life. It's from the first lesson, or is it the second lesson? The lesson of Acts 2. Here Peter stands up and he confesses, or he tells the voice in a strong voice. And I'm going to take a few of these verses out toward the end. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to stay this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to place yourselves in that crowd listening to Peter. And you are of the Jewish faith. And you're hearing all these words about Jesus Christ. Peter needed really a lot of strength by the Holy Spirit to say those words among those people that would probably rather stone Peter than listen to him. But then Peter says something else. We are all witnesses of this fact. And I want you to think about that, because witnessing is a very valuable job that God gives to all of us. It's a very strenuous job, and it's a very stressful job at one or different times. We struggle to find the words to say about Jesus and about faith and about witnessing. So I want you to think about this. As you think about your life as a witness, a Jewish rabbi used this story to explain the odd situation of God asking Abraham, you remember Abraham, to sacrifice his son. Remember Abraham took his son, took all the wood, put it on a camel, led him out to this high mountain, and he was going to sacrifice his son, Isaac. So Abraham asked God, why did I have to undergo this experience? Did you need to test to determine my faith? And God replied, no, I didn't need a test. Abraham replied again as he asked the Lord, did I need a test to prove my own faithfulness? God again replied with a simple no. Abraham was beginning to get frustrated. And he asked again, then why did I have to go through this experience? God replied with a soft voice, as a witness to the nations. And here Peter is standing up among those people as a witness to the nations. God is asking us to witness in this world, a world of darkness, a world of deep darkness, a world that is being separated from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all around us. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to be a witness. It's very difficult for us. Last Friday night, we went to the Stone Barn in Wisconsin, just outside of Nelson. You know, we pick from the envelope every Friday. But this has been sitting on our refrigerator because we picked it during the winter. So the Stone Barn is all outdoors and it's pizza. So we go to the Stone Barn. And there's this huge wedding party that's ahead of us. We waited an hour and a half, or an hour, a little over an hour for our pizza. And as we said grace, and we're having our pizza, and I'm looking off, and this table wasn't too far, probably just about four pews, five pews back. A young couple. They stretched their arms across to one another. Now, I didn't know what kind of faith they were. They bowed their heads, and they said a word of grace. After our meal, Karen said, "You better go get a box." So I went to get a box. I detoured around, and I said, "Thank you to them. A witness to the nations." God is placing us as a witness to the nations. He's giving us strength to reach out to other people who don't know Jesus, who are on the fringe of faith. On the fringe of faith, I'm saying, you remember how COVID started and how we closed down for a few months? And even when we opened up, we were still kind of tentative, anxiety prone, not knowing what's going to happen. Yet we're a witness to the nations. We are God's witnesses. We are here to tell the story. We're here to tell the message of hope and peace in Christ, the message that He comes to us. We hear of all the doom and gloom. We hear of rising prices in gas and food. Everything has been going up. We're on a physical roller coaster. And I might add, we're on a spiritual roller coaster. We're not sure even if God hears us. But God says through the Apostle Paul that He will hear our words, because the Holy Spirit takes those words that are too deep for groaning and construct them into a prayer. So God knows all of our problems. He knows the problems of those who are with arm's reach of you. He knows the problems of sick and dark days. He knows what He's going to do in our lives. He knows that He has given us a purpose and a plan. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, "I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future." As I was growing up, I lived with a father who looked at the glass half empty. He was always disappointing, discouraging. He had nothing really good to say. That's what happens when you're an alcoholic. You have nothing good to say. Mom and Dad were alcoholics. It was tough living in that kind of environment. Especially when Dad would say, "You know, whatever is said in the South stays in the South. Whatever is done in the South stays done in the South." That kind of blows the whole aspect of witnessing, doesn't it? But God reaches out. He reaches out to each and every one of us so that we might be a witness to the nations. Because as we look at Jesus' life, we look and we see how the witnesses were on that Easter Sunday morning, which was only a couple months ago, you know. But there Mary and John and Peter, Mary saw the empty tomb first, went back and told his disciples. And John and Peter were running out to the tomb to see the empty tomb. They looked in. They saw things and they believed. And yet not one of them, was not with them. Remember Thomas? Thomas is like us. Thomas was doubting. Thomas said, I will not believe unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my hand into his side. When Jesus appeared a second time to his disciples, he said to Thomas, come here, Thomas. Put your finger into my hands. Put your hand into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And he said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, you say that because you see me. Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. Jesus was strong. Jesus told us that we were going to be those witnesses because we weren't there physically. We didn't see Jesus rise from the dead. We see it because we walk by faith, as what Paul says in his second letter to the Corinthians in the fifth chapter. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's why we're here, because we're walking by faith. And God is using us. He's using us as witnesses that testify, that tell others about Jesus. A week and a half ago, I had a telephone call from Gary Teese. We had taken some of the money from my retirement, because I can do that. We sent it to Mission Central. And he said, Pastor, I want to thank you because there's deep darkness in this world. And you're helping our missionaries. And he just humbles you, you know. But he also lifts you up with those words of being a witness. I can't go to the people, but we're supporting someone who can. Someone who can be a missionary, a witness to the nations. He gives us those tools to be those witnesses. There was a coffee shop that was in southwest Portland, Oregon. And the owner of this coffee shop was surprised one morning when one of her customers drove up to the window, got her coffee, and she says, I'll pay for the one behind me. And that pay behind the person went on for 2 hours, 27 cars. Such a witness, such a touch. God wants us to touch someone else. God wants us to touch with the love of Christ and the peace of Christ. Because remember when Jesus was in the upper room and he said, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. He gives us strength. He gives us that strength to be a witness to the nations through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's holy name, amen.